Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about competitive cycling and bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, November 8th, and we are out of the race season now. We've got a few race results coming up from cyclocross, though. It is cyclocross season, and cyclocross is a big talk of Southern California. Cyclocross is everywhere. We've also got some upcoming audio montage about cyclocross. It's really cool to listen to some interviews with one of the latest winners of the Adams Avenue Cyclocross, the Black Cat Cross, Alex Horvitt, and the juniors, chatting with him. And also Chris Westwood talking about cyclocross technique. So let's go into some of our race results right now. Oh, and also we've got a special guest that may call in from Anvil Cases. Anvil Cases is providing this really cool tool case for the winner of the next upcoming race in Long Beach, Long Beach Cyclocross, the Urban Cyclocross on November 14th. But let's move into our race results for right now.
October 30th. Urban Cyclocross Round 3 continued in San Diego. First time ever for Urban Cyclocross. San Diego's race was hosted by GS Adams Avenue and Adams Avenue Bicycles. Excellent day out there, too. Got rain, mud, fantastic course. Juniors 15 through 18 rounding out the podium. Armando Figueroa in third, Daniel Fennell in second. And out of West Hills, Edward Horvitt was your winner. Juniors 10 through 14, fourth place going to James Horvitt. Third place, Joe Taylor. Second place, Jordan Horry. And your winner, Jarrett Furlong. And in the junior women's 15 through 18, Jen Valenti picking up that win. Women's Pro and Elite, fourth place going to Annette Padilla, riding for Cello Pacifics. Third place, Virginia Clark. Second place, Now MS Society's Julie Guthrie, and your winner, Christina Probert. Masters 35, fourth place, Stephen Latiby. Third place, Mike Jenkins, riding for GS Adams Avenue. Second place, going to Bike Palace Back on Track, Brad House. And your winner, Alex Tervrecht, out of San Marcos. Women's threes and fours, Jean Marie Wheeler picking up third place. Second place going to Carissa Compa. And Lori Tremor picking up that win. In the Masters 45s, John Furlong taking third place. Second place, Andrew Lee from GS Adams Avenue, and also your race promoter. Michael Marks picking up the win, riding for Team Factory Blue. Masters 55s, Pete Robles in third. Mike Jenkins picking up second. And Roger Jorgensen, your winner. In the men's pros, elite pros, fourth place going to Garnet Verdekin out of Crestline. Third place, James Walsh. Second place, John Behrens. And your winner, Brent Prenzlow, riding for Cello Pacific. Masters threes and fours, 35 and over. Kevin Stock in third, David Turner second. And your winner, Seth Bradley. Seth Bradley out of Utah. Category threes and fours, men. Michael Marks taking third place. Second place, Logan Fuehler. And your winner, Griffith Verdekin. And in the beginner men's, fourth place going to Tim Van Gilder. Third place, Andy Nelson. Second place, Kevin Stock. And your winner, Dan Runhar. Single speed racing in the category 1, 2s, and 3s. Single speed. Fourth place, Jason Varell. Third place, Everett Hauser. Second place, Jason King. And your winner, Kurt Guggenheimer. And in the single speed 3s and 4s. Fourth place picked up by Joe Aldaca. Third place, Brandon Jones. Second place, Mikita Yortukin. And your winner, your race promoter, also Andrew Lee, GS Adams Avenue. Right, fantastic race down there. That was October 30th. The Black Cat Cross, part of the Urban Cyclocross Series, brought to you by Adams Avenue Bicycles. Complete results can be found at our website at SoCalCyclocross.org. And also usacycling.org as well. Racers and Chasers out at Sycamore Canyon Mountain Bike Racing, October 30th, also taking place. And third place in the First Timers Men, Todd Gredger. Second place, Bob Grimmick, and your winner, Jeff Gladimus. First-timers men. First-timer women is Tammy Scott picking up that win. In the beginner men's, 19 through 29, Elliot Reinick picking up that win. Beginner women's, 50 plus, and Catherine Roach Levesque picking up that win. Sport men, 35 and over, David Grappelon picking up the win. Sportman's 45 to 49, Mike Gruber, third place. Rick Rethurst, second, and your winner, Michael Stutz. Expert men's, 19 through 29, Stephen Roach picking up that win. And in the expert men's, 50 to 59, Scott Parrish was your winner. Pro men, your winner, Guy Sutton taking that win. And in the open men's category, Austin Kernow taking third, Scott Harvey second, and your winner, Mark Weinman. Open women's category, Ray Miller, second place, and your winner, Catherine LaPointe. That was the Racers and Chasers. Sycamore Canyon taking place on October 30th. Final results and complete details on that race at racersandchasers.com.
All right, Racers and Chasers, that's mountain biking, mountain bike cross-country racing in Southern California, racersandchasers.com. And as the season winds down, there's not too much upcoming events. We do have another urban cyclocross, event number 4, upcoming November 14th. That's in Long Beach, an all-new course right in downtown Long Beach on Shoreline Drive. And this is a high-profile area right where the Long Beach Grand Prix finishes. Shoreline Drive near Ocean Boulevard, near Gladstone's. Big thank you to Gladstone's and Pete, our head chef, sponsoring the race down there. Rackster Bike Racks. Also, Bike Sport Radio will be there. That's November 14th. And Anvil Cases. Welcome aboard Anvil Cases. Got a little spiel about Anvil Cases and their support for this event. Fantastic support from them. A $450 value Anvil Tech Tool Case. Now, that's been donated by Richard Johnson of Delta Cases Cycling. And Richard's been in the cycling business for a long time. And also, he's the sales manager at Anvil Cases. He's a SoCal native. He's been riding and racing bikes locally since 1988. So he's been around a while. And each year, Richard finds a small little grassroots cycling event to help promote the fabulous product he sells in his professional life, and that's Anvil Cases. Anvil Cases, they're like a world leader in custom stage and road cases for mainly all industries, tools, cameras, music, DJ equipment, things like that. And the custom cases Richard designs for Anvil Cases can protect musical gear, trade show booths, industrial robotics, and even bicycles when you're traveling on the road. And Richard wanted to sponsor a cyclocross race with this new Anvil Tech Tool Case, mainly because Richard says this particular case is a great fit for the bike discipline and the bike industry. The case can be thrown around, pushed through the dirt, and can handle the rough travels of the rough people that use it. So Richard also says, it's my goal to have this new Anvil Tech Tool Case reach the hands of people who will use it. So if you want to reach Richard and explore having a custom road tool case made for your gear, give him a shout at 818-427-6202 or contact him at rj@anvilcase.com. And this case is going to be given out to the first place winner in the men's open category. It's pros and open, any ability, any age. That's the race that starts at noon. Find out all details about this at backontrackproductions.com. This is also part of the Turkey Cross. The Turkey Cross is a really entertaining thing where you catch ornamental turkeys on the barriers and throw them at the promoter for a few extra series points. And that is the Turkey Cross. Again, that's coming up November 14th. In Long Beach, brought to you by Back on Track Productions. All right, full details at SoCalCyclocross.org. And also register online at Sportspace Online for a chance to win a cyclocross frame as well. The Urban Cyclocross, November 14th. All right, so Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing and interviews. We've got an interview with the Black Cat Cross promoter out at Adams Avenue Cyclocross. We've got an interview with the junior winner, Alex Horvitt, and some just general overall race sounds. So sit back and enjoy some of those and enjoy the sounds.
Bike Sport Radio.
Bike Sport Radio winding down here.
Anyway, well, I gotta go pick and, up my son's in my house.
Another successful day. GS Adams Avenue. Andrew, how did it go today? Oh, he's got a mouthful of bratwurst. Free bratwurst here.
It was a spectacular day, Brad.
It was awesome. Sun's out now.
We had the full range of weather conditions from soupy mud.
Yeah, yeah.
To dry, fast, hard-packed dirt.
You guys watching the game?
Yeah.
Both pro and amateur alike had a good day and experienced phenomenal course conditions and a challenging course that seemed to please everybody.
Yeah, it was a fun course. Grass to slow you down, pavement to speed you up, mud to get you dirty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything you'd always want, and sun and rain. It rained this morning, and cool turnout.
Yeah,
Adams Avenue Bicycles. Is it AdamsAvenueBicycles.com for you listeners out there? In San Diego?
Here that is AABikes.net.
AABikes.net. Okay, cool. And you're on the Mesa in, what is this called, University?
This is called North Park.
North Park, San Diego. All right, check out Adams Avenue Bicycles on the net. And another successful race in San Diego.
I'd like to thank Back on Track Productions.
Oh, thanks, Andrew.
For putting on a good show.
And GS Adams Avenue.
Putting the good foot forward.
All the volunteers. Mike Jenkins also.
Volunteers. Right. But you know, but it's really the people that come out. It's all about them.
Cyclocross.
Why not?
All right, Bike Sport Radio, over and out.
So at the start line now, make a little noise for Bike Sport Radio. Single speeders and category fours, right? Listen up for instructions. Have a great race, guys. Thanks for coming.
Single speeders now on the line. Got about 45 seconds to start. 30 seconds to start.
All right. We're going to go to one of our callers right now. We've actually got our field correspondent from Northern Cal, Jennifer Reether, on the line right now. Let's get her ramped up here.
Hey, Jen, how's it going?
Hey, Brad, it's going great here.
Yeah, season's almost pretty much over. Are you doing any cyclocross, or how'd the season go in Northern Cal?
The season in Northern Cal was great. Vanderkitten had an awesome end of the season. We actually had our last race in at the Tour of Missouri, which was great at the Labor Day weekend out there. Sunny skies and hot temps out of Missouri there.
The Tour of Misery, sometimes
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, actually, for the women, they call it the Gateway Cup. It's three crits, or four crits, 4 hours of racing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're averaging 26 to 29, 30 miles per race, so that gives you an idea of how fast they are.
Now, how many days?
It's 4 days. It's Labor Day weekend, and it's four nights of racing. It's awesome.
Wow.
We ended up with a podium there on the Giro de Montagna in Little Italy by Emily Kukurek, which was an excellent way to end the season.
Yeah, Little Italy.
So it was fun. It was really good. And Vanderkitten, small team this year, but super effective. And Starla Tettergreen has just, she's continuing on with the season doing cyclocross. She just finished up her first race at the Bay Area Super Prestige Cyclocross race out there. It was super muddy and rainy. Personally, my season, I went ahead and did track nationals. Had a great time, placed 10th in the points race.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Women's Madison, I went to defend my title and actually picked up a new junior partner named Kate Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
16 years old, and threw with her for the first time
in a
national level race. She did great.
That's right. You were the defending national champion.
Defending
in,
national champion.
Madison. Women's Madison, first ever?
That was last year. It was actually the
last year was the first ever, huh?
First ever. It was inaugural, so it was Anna Lang and I won the gold medal. We weren't awarded national jerseys because it was an exhibition event. So this year, Kate and I was beaten by good racers, Carrie Higgins and Jenny. Oh gosh, I can't think of her name offhand here. I was taken out by a rider who slipped off the track on recovery.
Oh.
And but it still ended up a violent crash, but ended up still podium in fifth place.
Oh, okay.
So I'm happy that it was really challenging, but a good race.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell us about your team, Vanderkitten, and your plans for next year.
Vanderkitten is a women's professional cycling team. We are based out of Berkeley. Vanderkitten actually makes women's athletic wear, like cute little baby doll tees and jumpsuit kits. And actually, our biggest source right now is we're producing a kit. So the women out there, or men, I should say, also have the opportunity to purchase a Vanderkitten kit. We always wear, so what you see out there right now is available for purchase, is the 2011 kit that we wore in 2010.
Okay.
That we raced in last year is now available for 2011 purchase.
Right. Okay.
So good. Talk about next season's focus.
Co-sponsors, new things on the horizon, maybe?
We're still finalizing up a couple of our sponsorships, which we'll make a public announcement on that when that is when that's finalized.
Okay. All right.
We're taking the direction this year. We're going to have a core of 4 to 6 riders, and then we really want to develop the women's realm of cycling out there. There's a lot of women out there who don't have the opportunity to be on a pro team. We want to go ahead and have them composite with us and go to some of these pro-level races.
Right.
And kind of try it out, because it's definitely not an opportunity for women out there, and we want to develop the future with juniors and women out there who haven't had the opportunity to race on a pro-level team.
Right. Okay. Good. And are there enough women's races on the calendar, or do you have to travel to find the good ones?
There's definitely a lot of women's racing on the calendar. Locally in the Bay Area and in California in general, there's a ton of local racing. As far as national-level racing, there's almost too many races, because there was 4 major races that conflicted with what we did as a national level race, and then there's another national race, the stage race out there. So like Nature
right.
Valley conflicts with Tulsa and Philly.
Right.
So we could even there's almost too much racing out there and not enough women, where if there were less national races, we could fill up the fields of 100.
Wow. All right, all you ladies out there listening, women's bike racing, there's plenty of opportunities out there, and Vanderkitten's looking to help out too. So,
absolutely, we're always looking to develop that next future right. racer, because women's cycling is taking off. We're seeing bigger fields and a lot more talent. I mean, look at Evie Stevens, who was on Wall Street just 2 years ago, and now she's on a Team High Road on a European team.
Wow,
so,
way
a lot
cool.
of potential there. Thank
well,
you.
Hey, yeah, Bikesport Radio really appreciates your help, too, helping out with correspondence and interviews and providing information and audio for our shows during this season. And we look forward to hearing more from you. Maybe you'll have some cyclocross reports coming up.
Absolutely. I'll get out to one of those races. They're super fun up here in the
yeah.
Bay Area.
Yeah, I did one up there. Actually, I didn't do it. I went and watched it. It was the day after the Double Century. I went up there to a little grassroots race called Homegrown Cyclocross in Fresno,
mm-hmm.
actually, in a very small family-oriented event. A lot of kids and a free kids race, and it was pretty cool. Turned out to be a hot day, though. No mud. I was kind of disappointed. I was looking for mud, but
yeah.
that's okay.
It's hit or miss up here sometimes.
Yeah. All right,
so.
Well. Very good. Anything else you want to add, Jen?
Nope, nothing else I want to add, but I certainly would like to see more women's racing out there and keep touching base with me. I can't wait to do some more correspondence out there for you.
Very good. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling, Jen.
You're welcome, Brad. Bye.
See you.
Okay, big thanks to Jen Reether from Northern Cal and Vanderkitten. She's our Northern Cal Bike Sport Radio correspondent, and let's get back into some more race sounds from the GS Adams Avenue hosted race in San Diego, the Urban Cyclocross. We've got some sounds of the single speed starts coming up, and interviews with a junior winner also.
About 10 seconds away.
Countdown.
Start.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1, go!
All right, that was the single speeders. Right behind them, we got the...
And Pat Coors.
45 seconds.
Come on down. 45 seconds till your start.
Bike Sport Radio is here with the junior winner this morning. What age group were you? What's your name?
I'm Alex Horvat, and I was
Alex
in
Horvat?
The junior 15 to 18.
15 to 18? Good job. Nice. How'd you like it? Muddy, huh?
Of course, it's nice.
Yeah.
I like the hydroplaning in the water.
Woo! There's a deep water out there, huh? Where's that? Halfway out there somewhere?
Yeah. Halfway point.
Oh, boy.
And then there's some nice whoops over there.
Whoopsie
doos. Some jumps over there.
Cool.
So I was jumping those. It's fun.
Your bike doesn't look that dirty, so.
Right. Oh, well, he got it dirty when we drove over here.
Dad got it dirty.
Yeah.
Cool. Good job with the race today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, we're on the line with the single speeders, 1-2-3s, on Bike Sport Radio. Jason Varell, the series leader.
30 seconds.
30 seconds to start here. At the G.S. Adams Avenue Black Cat Cross at the San Diego Velodrome.
15 seconds.
Starting on the gun. Single speeders. Make some noise. Woo!
Go!
To start for the category 3-4s, 35 plus masters here.
Gary.
Thanks.
15 seconds.
Masters 35, 3s and 4s, 15 seconds to start.
And off they go for the masters 35 plus.
Pretty much everything your mother said you couldn't do when you were a kid.
It's a bike race on a modified road bike.
Take your old bike, stick some knobby tires on it.
Pure sweet hell.
Knobby tires. You need some mud clearance.
It's like steeplechase with bikes.
So you're riding around in some sort of dirt or grass.
Make a bike race as stupid as possible. It's still a race, so people do it. And then so you rationalize that like it's so stupid it must be fun.
It's really fun. You get to see lots and lots of people. It's just so much fun. I mean, you could ride around on your bike in the grass in circles. Really, you're riding around.
Just be cool. Try not to be rude, dude. Keep your pedal smooth. That's the attitude. Go ride your bike.
Yeah, go ride your bike. Over the barriers with the greatest of ease. Run a remount. You don't have to have a brain freeze. Ride your bike. Go ride your bike.
You gotta practice to be your own voice. A cross race is not that healing. It's fun, it's supposed to be chilling. Get your picture taken by Chris Miller. Running a bike with your shoulder is silly. There's a race, just outside of Philly. Don't fall, you can hurt your Achilles. Cyclocross is no frilly willies. Stay warm by eating some chili. I need a word that rhymes with you, Willie. Everybody ride your bike.
And when you get up there and you're in the starting line and you look around and you see all these people you know. And
pain.
It's a fall season sport. It's not here. It's not in season for very long. And you're just all excited and you're like, oh yeah, this is great. And your stomach's like, oh, I don't want to do.
I've got a great position on the starting line. The only problem is behind me there are 99 racers ready to run right over me. I've got to pedal, 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 pedal hastily. Cause when the gun goes off, it's gonna be a mob, that's right. A mob. Cross is here, Cross is here. It's my absolutely all-time favorite time of the year. Cross is here, Cross is here. It's my absolutely all-time favorite time of the year. Cross is here, Cross is here.
the whistle blows. He used to start in October. Then he used to start in September. And now it seems to start in late August. And then you're like, go, 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 go. Goes till December for the most part in the U.S. Goes to January in some other parts of the U.S. and January in the rest of the world.
Get dirty, ride a bike, puddles and stuff, you know.
All right, wait, wait, wait. There's a turn. Oh, my God, there's a turn. Oh, wait, get off.
Heart throbbing. Painful. Sometimes rewarding in the end, I guess.
Oh, shit! Chain fell off! Damn it, get it back up! Okay, down!
It's almost as fun as mountain biking.
Sometimes jumping things, sometimes running over things, sometimes falling down. To go! Oh my God, it's one left to go! Oh my God, only one left to go!
You're right, the better, the muddier, the colder, the wetter it is, the better.
Community bonding, which is kind of nice. It's this subculture of subcultures. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Somehow, lots of people seem to like it. There's all these different categories that they have masters races, they have B masters races, or now there's 1, 2, 3, 4. It used to be 1, 2, 3, 4, and now it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Get your upgrade on, get your upgrade on. I'm singing this song because it won't be long until you race it alone in the big boy race. No more first place for you today. Points on it, big. There's a special sale today. Get your upgrade on, get your upgrade on. I'm singing this song because it won't be long.
It's right there. You can do it.
Hey, Brad. Nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow. This looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds two bikes.
That's fantastic. And what's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am, and I'm going to tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their forks and stuff because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes, that'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just two bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds three bikes, same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I got to tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's R-A-X-T-E-R, Racks, R-A-C-K-S.com.
Wow, Brad. Thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen.
I'm Chris Westwood, and this is the first in a series of videos we're going to do on cyclocross skills and technique. Today, we're going to focus on getting on and off the bike. This skill is important because it makes you faster and it saves energy. First, dismounting from the bike. Like most skills, there's a basic way and an advanced way to do this. The basic technique is to slow down to a manageable speed, swing your right leg over your bike, and just jump off. This works fine, but the problem is you have to slow down a lot, which can cost you time, especially going into a fast dismount. Now, the advanced technique lets you carry more speed into the dismount and lets you dismount closer to the barrier or run up, so you spend less time on foot. Here's how you do it. Swing your right leg over the bike, then pass it between your left leg and the bike, so your right foot is in front of your left. Then, put your right hand on the frame, step off the bike, unclicking your left foot as you do so, and pick up the bike as soon as your feet hit the ground. Now, there are two variations to this. How you pick up the bike depends on the obstacle you're facing. If it's a barrier, put your hand on the top tube and lift the bike over the obstacle. The second variation is if you need to shoulder the bike, reach down and grab the down tube. That will allow you to lift the bike straight up onto your shoulder. Then pass your right arm under the down tube and grab the left handlebar. That puts some of the bike's weight on your arm, helps stabilize the bike, and keeps your left arm free for balance. Now here's how the whole sequence looks going into a barrier. Control your speed, swing your leg over the bike, grab the frame, step off the bike, pick it up. And this is how the sequence looks going into a run-up. Control your speed, swing your leg over the bike, grab the frame, step off the bike, and pick your bike up, putting it directly under your shoulder. One last note. If your dismount is partway up a hill, when you're moving slowly, use the basic technique. You won't have enough momentum to bring your leg through. Now, you need to get back on the bike. First, remember to put the bike down gently. If you were shouldering the bike, lower it by the down tube, just like picking it up in reverse. Take one or two steps and spring onto the bike so that you land gently on the seat, making contact with the inside of your leg. Next, get your feet on the pedals and start accelerating. Don't worry about being clipped in, just stand up and go. Shoe design is important here because you want something that won't slip off the pedal. So that's it. The key is to be smooth and don't rush. It's when you rush that you start making mistakes, especially towards the end of a race. Now, you can practice any time you're riding your bike. You can clip out or clip into your pedals or even do dismounts and remounts as you go along. But the key, again, is just to ride your bike, practice, think about what you're doing, but just focus on being smooth and not rushing. Good luck and have fun. My name is Chris Westwood and this is part of a series of instructional videos on cyclocross technique. Today we're going to be looking at cornering. Now, as cyclocross develops in North America, courses are getting more twisty and more challenging, and cornering technique is a critical element in being a successful racer. At this level, cross racing is like balancing on a tightrope. You're always on the ragged edge of traction, and one mistake can ruin your race. Part of the challenge of cyclocross is that every corner on every course is different. In fact, each corner evolves throughout the race, so you don't approach it the same way on the final lap as you do at the start. But there are a few key factors to keep in mind. First, look where you're going. That may seem obvious, but it's more subtle than that. Your head and body will always tend to follow your eyes, so as you round a corner, look exactly where you want to go. Your bike will follow you there. Don't stare at that tree stump or rock you want to avoid. Odds are, you'll run straight into it. Second, sit back. You want to shift your weight back onto the rear wheel so your front wheel doesn't wash out too easily. That's why most riders will ride on the brake hoods. It keeps their weight back while giving easy access to the brake and shift levers, and you can keep your arms loose and elbows bent to absorb bumps. Third, go where the traction is. As the race progresses, a worn racing line will develop on the corner, and you'll need to explore new patches of grass at the outside or the inside of the corner to find traction. It's also important to get your tire pressure right for maximum traction. That usually means running low pressure, 20 to 25 pounds per square inch, but you do run the risk of pinch flats or rolling a tire. And don't forget that your bike is going to behave differently in the corners on low pressure. Try it in training first. Fourth, keep pedaling. By keeping the power down, you stabilize the bike, making it behave more predictably. A lot of guys like to put one foot out in case they slip, but it's almost always faster to stay clipped in and keep pedaling. With your weight back and the power down, it's your back wheel that's more likely to slip sideways than your front, which is a lot easier to control. Check out this example from the snowy 2010 Belgian National Championships. Sven Nys keeps the weight back and the power down, and even though his back wheel slips in the corner exit, he maintains control and powers away to victory. Meanwhile, Klaas van Tornhout comes in too fast, has his weight too far forward, and loses the front end, ending any chance he had of winning the race. That brings us to the fifth and final point. Exit the corner fast. You can go as fast as you want around a corner, but if you don't carry that speed into the next straight, you'll have to waste a ton of energy accelerating again to catch up with everybody else. To do this, don't corner in a simple symmetrical arc. Try to get all your turning done as early in the corner as possible, aim your bike for the exit, and get the power down. You may need to enter the corner a little slower than you might like, but the payoff is a better exit, more speed down the next straight, and faster lap times. So those are the basics of getting around a corner, but we're talking about cyclocross racing here, and that means overtaking other riders or being overtaken yourself. Here are a few tips for a common type of corner, the hairpin. Because you have to slow down a lot for this kind of corner, it's a prime opportunity to overtake someone. The easiest way to do this is just to brake a little later than the guy in front, go up the inside, and muscle your way past. If you do this neatly, you get the job done without losing too much speed. But the guy in front rarely gives in without a fight. Here's how to defend your position going into a hairpin. First, position yourself more to the inside than usual, which leaves less space for the other rider to muscle past. If he still keeps coming, move back to the outside and brake later than usual, putting you on the nice fresh grass on the outside of the turn. Next, turn in as hard as you can so you cross over behind your rival, exit the corner on his inside, and carry more momentum. Now you can scoot past and gently squeeze him to the outside of the course. Of course, there's a counter tactic for this defense. If you're doing the overtaking, make sure you never give the other rider a chance to cross over behind you. Stay on his inside and gently squeeze him over to the edge of the course on the corner exit. Like with everything else in cyclocross, the key to cornering fast is being smooth. Don't panic. Feather the brakes, steer gently, accelerate smoothly. The best way to practice this is by riding in a group. So just get some buddies together, you'll push each other, and you'll all improve as a result. So get out there, ride your bikes, and have fun.
Hey, a big thanks to Chris Westwood for talking to us about cyclocross there. So, as we come to another close of Bike Sport Radio, be sure and drive your bike just like you would a car. We say this every time on Bike Sport Radio, and we'll see you next time on another issue of Bike Sport Radio. Thanks for listening.